Washington's affordable housing providers have been contending with rising insurance premiums and, in some cases, getting kicked off their plans altogether. NWPB's Susan Shane reports on what that could mean for affordable housing.
Jeff Guyette was sitting at his computer last May when he opened an email about his new property insurance premium. It had jumped to over $400,000 annually, more than double the year before.
I really didn't even know how to respond at first. I was, to use an old term, I was flabbergasted.
Guyette is the executive director of the Community Action Center in Pullman. His organization owns about 200 affordable housing units in Whitman County. For years, the agency broke even on those units. But with the higher premiums, Guyette is going to have to raise rent, and it still won't cover costs.
We just hate to make increases like that to folks who are already struggling.
Guyette is also having some difficult conversations about whether his organization can hold on at all.
It's very troubling, and it's the one thing I do lose sleep over.
Affordable housing providers across the state and the country are facing similar challenges. Jeff DeLuca is the executive director of the Washington State Community Action Partnership. Its members operate about 3,500 affordable housing units in the state. On average, those members' premiums have increased by around 300% in the past year. But not all of them can raise rents in response because they're already charging the maximum rent allowed by regulators. Here's DeLuca.
This insurance crisis is the biggest issue in the future of the affordable housing landscape that nobody is talking about and could cause an astronomical increase to homelessness.
Premium increases are only part of the problem. Around half of the housing providers in DeLuca's network have received letters stating their policies will not be renewed. If they can't find or afford insurance, DeLuca worries they might be forced to sell their units. Future projects could be affected too. DeLuca says the insurance dilemma is making it even less appealing to build affordable housing. As for the insurance companies, they say they're just trying to stay in business. Eric Goldberg is with the American Property Casualty Insurance Association, a national trade group.
The price of insurance is really like the canary in the coal mine, right? It's reflective of other factors that are going on in the market.
Those include climate change, the rising cost of labor and goods, which makes repairs more expensive, and an increasing number of lawsuits that insurers have to defend against. Then there's the fact that affordable housing might be built in areas with higher crime rates, and that some tenants might have what Goldberg calls, quote, higher risk profiles.
Insurers can't be overexposed. They need to be around and solvent to pay for all of their policyholders' losses.
Those increased costs are falling on the shoulders of housing agencies. Amber Johnson is on the board of the Nonprofit Insurance Program, a statewide insurance pool.
There are partners across the state who are already contemplating whether they can continue to provide affordable housing as a service.
Johnson says some providers outside her pool have had their deductibles raised to $500,000 per incident. Last fall, Washington's Office of the Insurance Commissioner studied the affordable housing market's challenges. It determined that the insurers' rates were not excessive and were backed by actuarial data. DeLuca from the Washington State Community Action Partnership has a hard time believing that. He says that things have worsened since that report came out. And regardless, he wants help from the state.
It's existential, frankly, to the affordable housing market in the state of Washington, probably throughout the region and the country as well.
The insurance commissioner's report did offer a dozen policy solutions, such as insure the insurers, subsidize costs for the housing providers, improve buildings so they're less likely to flood or burn. But none of these ideas are easy or free. And there's been no movement in the legislature so far. I'm Susan Shane reporting.